Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Hassan Wasafin. In Ghana, Takwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Nangadek. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Yes, we do. Grand Rising. And thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and we're so excited because we've got a special guest coming to us today that's going to give us more insight and information and empower us to heal ourselves. This is a time for healing mentally, physically, and spiritually. And for those who are Muslims observing the month of Ramadan, fasting has started, Ramadan Mubarak, and that means basically blessed Ramadan, which means you're going to be engaging in 30 days of a spiritual practice that will cleanse you, mind, body, and spirit. And we're going to come right back after this brief message and talk more about the healing process that is already designed for our bodies if we would simply follow it. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Barbara. I'm Cheryl. And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters. We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms,
women in today's world. We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex. Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif. As always, looking forward to an invigorating conversation. We already got a few people on our switchboards, and you can join us as well. This is interactive radio TV because we're not just here to entertain you. We want to hear from you as well because you're the solution. And we always enjoy when you share your wisdom and experience. Today, our guest to be joining us in a little while is Terry Anderson. And she is a certified wellness coach. And an event is coming up that you need to be there. This is all about self-care. Self-care is the new healthcare. And what does that mean? That means taking responsibility for your health. If you're chronically sick, then whatever you're doing is not working. If you're going to the doctors and you've got a bunch of pills that you take and you've got all of these medications that you're on and still at best you feel okay, then you're not healing. And it is your responsibility to discover what it is that will make you well. We're excited because we have been involved with the process of healing for these past 12 years that we've been coming to you on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. It's all about that perfect state of wellness, bliss, joy, contentment. If that's not happening, then something in your life needs to change until that is your state of being. You are not here to suffer. And if you're not feeling good, then that's the signal your body is giving you to change things you're doing. The healthcare industry has been about making money off of your not feeling well. But truly, there is nothing stopping any of us from discovering the ways that our bodies are designed to self-heal. And everything we need, we've already been given by Mother Earth. So we're going to encourage you, if you're in and around the Chicagoland area, to attend the upcoming event this Saturday. And talk to many of the wellness experts that will give you quite a bit of insight of the ways that you can discover what is really going on inside your body. And you can discover how to heal it, because that's why we're here, to live a life of abundance and wellness. Now, of course, before our guest Terry Anderson comes on, we want to share a little bit of information with you so that you can be ready to follow along with us. You know, during the pandemic, the Female Solution launched a program, and it was in response to the panic that we observed when people thought that the stores were going to close and they wouldn't have access to food. We launched Pandemic Farm. And this was an opportunity for us to see, to discover what is right under our noses, growing right in the ground that can heal us. Everything that grows in the ground has a purpose. There is nothing that is just there. It helps somebody. Either it's something edible for us, it's something edible for some other creature, and if it's edible for that other creature somehow helps the earth because we're living in an ecosystem where everything is interconnected. So for us, it may be nutritional or it may be medicinal, something that will actually restore the balance in our bodies. We kill things when we don't know things have a purpose. So when we call something a weed, that means we don't know its purpose. Well, in our Pandemic Farms program, we explored and discovered what we've been calling weeds, and we've renamed them native plants. Plants that are native to the soil. You don't have to do anything. They're already there. They're growing. They were there when you got there. It's just like native people. They're already here. Why are you killing them? They're here. They were here first. They were here before you. This land belongs to them. So these likewise are native plants. Plants that are here for our benefit if we would just have the wisdom to discover what they can be used for. There's an app that you can get on your phone, and we'll be talking more about that as we once again introduce Pandemic Farms starting April 1st. And we're going to once again be live every Monday. April 1st is on a Monday, and we're going to once a week come to you on Mondays, 11 o'clock, live on the Female Solutions Facebook page to give you a chance to learn. And we've started the process, did a little bit of promo. We started the process of preparing the soil, but we're going to teach you all of the steps. And if you've got any plot of land, even if you've just got a bucket of dirt in your apartment, we're going to show you how to grow something that you can eat so that you never have to panic in case anything happens with the economy, whether it collapses totally, whether they start feeding you processed food and making you sick as they're doing. But you have the power to make yourself well. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to learn once again so that you can feel the power of feeding yourself. This is a crucial thing because we have allowed others to have power over us. We did that. We can't blame anybody. We can't blame any other race, any other gender, any other country. We can't blame anybody. We give away our power because we are believing other people are more intelligent than we are. Why are we thinking that? Every human being has the same potential for growth. So we have to choose to grow. And I'm going to bring up, for those who are watching, those who are listening, little Mary, I'm going to bring up the page on our Female Solution Facebook page in just a moment, but we want to show you, first of all, video clip.
You know, I picked some red clover
and
made some wonderful red clover tea.
And for those who are listening, basically one of the things that we discovered was that while those beautiful lawns are wonderful when they're all, you have uniform blades of grass and everything is nice and green, that's nice. But there are plants that grow in the ground that are growing there to benefit the lawn. When you grow grass, you're constantly depleting the soil of nitrogen. So there are some plants that grow in order to replenish the soil of nitrogen, essential to its health. Just like when our bodies are depleted of certain minerals, we become ill because we're out of balance. And so there are plants that will replenish our the minerals, they'll replenish the things lacking in our bodies. And if we understood that, then we would not kill the native plants that are growing often right in our own backyard. So that we're going to encourage all of you who are participating does, it's called Picture This. You can download it in the App Store. Picture This, which little camera, and it will show you what a plant looks like. And it will scan the plant and show you what that plant does. So when you are able to do this, you're able to then identify what the plant is and look it up and see what its qualities are, medicinal, whether it is edible or is it poisonous. It could be poisonous to humans, but it's food for somebody. So we're going to let you take a look at this video that we did during the program. And this, of course, for those who are listening, this is clover. You see it all the time in people's backyards. You see it in vacant lots. Clover grows when the soil has been depleted of nitrogen. And it's designed to replenish the soil. We, in our ignorance, will have a gardener come and spray it and kill it so that our soil remains depleted of nitrogen. And nitrogen is essential for the health of the soil. And when you have soil, especially if you're growing food, it needs to have a balance of nitrogen, carbon, and all the other nutrients that help healthy plants. A sign of good health is when you have earthworms in the soil. And if you have earthworms, the earthworms help to break up the soil so that the plant's roots can grow. Everything has a purpose. We, in our ignorance, will kill the worms, kill the that are growing to help the soil. And we think, well, now I've got a beautiful lawn. But what did you kill? What death are you producing in your ignorance? So this plant, clover, well, you can look up properties. We're going to play this video.
You know, I picked some red clover and made some wonderful red clover tea. And I had a swelling in my gum, kind of an infection. And, you know, it went away. So now we're going to pick some white clover because I got some stiff joints. And we're going to see how that works. I tell you, you got a whole field of medicine growing right in the yard. And here's some of our vegetables. Well, after last night's rain, the collard greens are growing up nice, looking great.
So
and
we're showing our collard greens,
some of our squash. Now,
squash that's grown.
Squash hiding underneath the leaves there. We're going to give them a few more days to grow a little more. And we got tomatoes. Yes, we do. So we've got a few tomatoes
now,
coming up. And we're going to give them some time to ripen up and get red. And we still got some romaine lettuce growing. Looking forward to another wonderful salad.
So
and we got broccoli. Yes, we do.
So we are showing you,
once again, reminding you to grow your own food.
So we are showing you.
We are showing you. We're showing you broccoli, and other things. Of course, it says red clover trifolium pratense contains isoflavonoids, which mimic estrogen in the body. Always consult your doctor or professional herbalist before using any herbal medicines. And there is so much that you can learn from just your own basic research. But what we showed there was some of the plants growing one of our pandemic farms, because we're going to make it possible for you to, pardon me, turn your backyard or front yard or side yard into a farmland that grows food. But we showed you some of our collard greens, and we also showed you some of our squash we were growing. Also, we grew romaine lettuce. We grew tomatoes, we grew broccoli. So we're going to be growing the things that replenish your body of many of the nutrients that you lose in this process of breathing air that is not the cleanest air. When you breathe exhaust fumes, you lose a lot of potassium. Things like potatoes are good for potassium. We'll be growing potatoes. Bananas are good for potassium. Do you know when you're low in potassium, that affects your mental health? And a lot of times you see people going off, you know, they get upset at the littlest things, road rage. When you're low in potassium, you're easily upset, and you're most likely to become violent and in a rage because your body is out of balance. So right there on the ground, you have the capacity to replenish your potassium if you just grow some potatoes. So we're going to grow the things that replenish our bodies, and we're going to show you how to recognize those plants that are beneficial to you. Now, red clover we spoke about in the video, and you can see that on our Female Solution website. Red clover actually was good for taking away an abscess I had in my tooth. And when I read that, it's a blood purifying kind of plant, and I made some red clover tea out of the red clover growing right there in the yard, and the abscess went away. White clover, good for stiff joints. So I made some white clover tea, helped with the inflammation in my knees. So if we are wise, rather than us killing things that we don't understand, like we kill people we don't understand, we would learn about them. We would benefit from what they have to offer. Just like people, everybody has something that they have to offer. And the same thing with these plants. Everything that exists has a purpose. So when we change our thoughts, we'll change our actions. We'll see the value in things. And so we're going to teach you that kicking off Monday, April 1st, and every Monday, we're going to give you for the entire season, April, May, June, July, August. And we'll be ending in September, harvest time. And we'll give you a process that you can use. But then also we're going to be launching our on-air, our New Earth Homeschool Academy, which will give you a class on how to grow your own food, a little more intense study, a little more practice, a little more to learning some basic things that will help you help yourself. But of course, you'll be able to join us live on the Female Solution kicking off April 1st as we continue with pandemic farms, and we'll get you involved so that you can be growing right along with us. And we'll talk to some of those farming experts that have mastered urban farming. So we need to know that this land that we're living on, it has a purpose, and it can benefit us if we benefit the land. And we have the ability to heal the land that we have decimated with so much of our chemical waste and just so much of our trash. We'll show you about recycling and creating compost so that you never throw away the scraps in the kitchen that can be used to nourish the earth. We're going to kick that off Monday, April 1st, and we want you to be right here 11 a.m. And we'll give you the half hour of information that you can use. And we'll give you a chance to participate and give us feedback and even share some of your success stories as you learn how to grow your own food. So now, before we take a break, let's go to our phone lines and take a call. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif. You can join us live on Facebook, YouTube channel, The Female Solution, and feel free to share this on your social networks. And let's go to our phone lines and talk to you. We've got a hand raised here at area code 334, Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment today.
Grand Rising, in all honor and praise to the Mother God and Father God, and just being thankful for this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be thankful for all our blessings. And may God's peace and blessings be upon you, my beautiful sister, Naima Harriet Tubman O'Keefe.
Yes, sir. So good to hear your voice. And you sound like you're quite chipper today. That's a wonderful sign. You're grateful that, as always, grateful to be on this side of the dirt, even though on the other side isn't so bad either. But we're glad to still be on this side.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And just thankful for the day and listening to you talk about the earth and talking about the earth providing everything we need and God already putting everything in for us. But we've gotten so distracted by man and woman deserting us and giving us and telling us we need other things. And really, you know, it's a form of temptation in our life's journey, because like you say, we can't blame anybody when we make choices to put things in our temple, because God gives us free will, so we make a choice to decide what we nourish our bodies with or what we nourish our temples with. And I haven't, and even when you know better, it's still hard to do better because there's so much temptation of all types of other things, laboratory food and everything else, and some of it tastes so good. So it's hard to resist sometimes, especially with the snack foods and so forth. But we need to really talk about what you're talking about, planning and gardening and learning how to grow our own food. And even if it's just little herbs and spices and things that, you know, that we can grow in little potted plants, those things also help too. And learning about those things and learning how different herbs and different things are medicinal in different plants and different things are medicinal to the body. And it's interesting too when you talk about it on a larger, more diabolical level, how these companies came up with all these different so-called weed killers, but they were also killing people and causing all types of catastrophic cancers and so forth. And people won lawsuits, big lawsuits, even if they were around the chemicals. And it's interesting how they come up with these things to kill what is natural, what God put here, what God created. And that's where I think the diabolical part comes in. Because like you said, everything is for something else. All those things that are in the earth, they have a purpose. And that's why God put them here. And but we need to really get back to nature. And that's why part of me wants to be in the country. It's like my roots are pulling me back to the country, back to nature. But since I've never, quote unquote, totally lived in the country, I'm a little hesitant. I don't know. That might be the Green Acres. You remember Green Acres?
Yes. Alibaba. Yes. Yeah. I remember. Yes, I do remember. And but, you know, this is one of the things that we have to think about, because everything starts with land. And as you said, you know, things are here for a reason. And we got away from farming because we looked at farming as something connected to poverty, because that had been our experience, being poor farmers. But actually, farmers are very wealthy. I mean, food is the first thing you need. If you have food, you have pretty much what you need to survive. So we associate farming with, you know, degrading work, hard work, you know, and all those things. But really, it's the most fulfilling thing you can do is to grow your own food and empower yourself to take care of yourself. So many of us need to do the Green Acres and leave our city life and go to the farm and learn how to use a pitchfork and a hoe and you know, there's all kinds of things that we need to do so that we can get out of this mindset that we have to depend on other people to feed us. Because what happens if they choose not to feed you? And that's what we saw during the pandemic. People started to panic and run to the store and start hoarding toilet paper, which is the stupidest thing I ever saw. You can't eat that. But, you know, the things that you think of, oh, what if I can't get to the store? You know, and so we learn what it feels like to be food insecure, as they call it. But why be insecure when you have the ground beneath you that's giving you everything you need?
And in this world we're living in now, with all the rumors and what, like you talked about in Revelation, the wars and rumors of wars and bio and biological and chemical warfare, the source of your food is going to become ever more important as to where it's coming from and what's being put in it. Even with, you know, that's going to be everything, even if you're buying ingredients to put in food. So all that's going to become ever more important as we become more technological, because I saw somebody, some kids getting some McDonald's delivered, and I said to myself, I must be getting old, because now they're delivering McDonald's too. You know, McDonald's.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, the pandemic gave rise to a lot of business opportunities, and one of them was the delivery service for restaurants that didn't usually deliver. Like, you know, McDonald's was not delivering before the pandemic, but now McDonald's delivers. So if you're seeing people, you know, you look up and you see a neighbor getting big bags of McDonald's delivery, like, really? But yes. So that's one of the things that happened.
It's so important. It's been vexing my spirit, and that's kind of the only reason I want to touch on it. But when we look at, because the issue when you're talking about health and you're talking about food and taking care of yourself and getting back to nature, the thing that's so important in that equation is your bloodline. I mean, we see it when we see people, when we see the championship horse races, when we see the Kentucky Derby, the horse that wins, especially if it wins two or three races, they say this horse never has, they do what they call stud feed.
Yeah.
They stud it out,
so
now just for the bloodline. Right. right through, but just for the bloodline, they get millions and millions of dollars. The same with dogs. When they breed dogs, they breed for bloodline. But then here we are as black people, and our ancestors have done so much to get us here to this point where we are. They have suffered through so many trials and tribulations, and here we are, the poster children, for killing our bloodline, abortion. And
well, you
I,
know what?
I
we're gonna talk about that when we come back. You have hit something on that. We're gonna talk about that when we come back. What has happened to our bloodline? Because generations of eating garbage has made a difference, and that's why you see so much diabetes and hypertension. Well, our guest is the Ryan.
Malnutrition.
And come back, and you hold on, because we're gonna come back to you and get your comments. And of course, we've got 773-483. We're going to get to you next also. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, or call us on the on-air radio network at 727-731-5192. And we want to talk to you. We will be joining our guest, certified wellness coach Terry Anderson, is going to tell us all about how self-care is the new health care. And our co-host Kareem Hamid will be joining us at the top of the hour. Of course, Ramadan has started. Ramadan Mubarak for all those celebrating this holy month of fasting. Fasting is one of the best ways to cleanse your body of toxins. And, of course, the process of fasting also for Muslims, it's a daily spiritual practice. And while you're in that state of meditation, there's also reading of the Holy Quran in the mornings. And so this is what they're doing on the American Muslim 360 channel in the morning. So during this month, our host will be joining us at the 8 o'clock hour because he's in process of reading and sharing that wisdom. And certainly we're excited to be a part of the process of cleansing today. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back with our guest, Terry Anderson, someone you need to know if you haven't met her yet. We'll be right back. So stay with us and make sure you call in so we can get your testimony on your self-healing process. We'll be right back.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, and we'll be joined with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, at the top of the hour. But right now, we want to introduce you to our guest for today, Terry Anderson, who is a certified, that means, you know, verified and qualified wellness coach. And we'll be talking about a very important program that we want you to attend this weekend here in Chicago. So thank you so much for joining us today, Ms. Terry Anderson.
Thank you. Thank you, Naima. I feel very honored and blessed to be here.
This is just a great opportunity to share with the, your listening audience all the things that we're going to be doing this weekend. Just go from there.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, we've been talking a bit about health and, you know, what you eat, how that contributes to what happens in your body.
Right.
And, you know, something that one of our callers, Neil, just pointed out, your bloodline, you know, what you create genetically. And, of course, we know that there have been many things that have happened to us in this process, those of us who were transported from our native land, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and living in an environment where the idea was for it to cost very little to maintain our survival, meaning mm-hmm. that we had to kind of scrounge for food, and we ended up eating the garbage that was thrown out in many ways, the hog guts, you know, the pig feet, you know, and snouts and all those things, the ears, things that people usually don't eat. They cut that off and throw it away. Well, we had to learn how to survive on that and season it up and make it taste good. And that had an impact on us physiologically. So we see a lot of high blood pressure, a lot of diabetes from a diet, high salted pig flesh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people are believing that, well, you know, diabetes runs in my family. High blood pressure runs in my family. Oh, I'll probably be diabetic. And then that thinking makes them end up being that way instead of realizing that it's what they ate. And if you change your diet, you can change what has become part of your family's bloodline. So now you, for a while back, since a while back, you've been advocating raw foodism.
Right. Well, it's
what made
a lot
you
to
doing
say
that?
To respond to what you just said. But, yeah, a little bit about my background. I have been, back in early 2002, a friend of mine's had an event at her house where we were eating raw food, and she just gathered up a couple of her friends, and she asked us all to bring a dish of raw food. And so, yeah, that turned out, that was very successful. After the first event, we didn't want it to end. We said, let's do it again next month, you know, because most of us were mothers, so we couldn't commit weekly. But that worked out, and we ended up doing that event. We gave it a name, Make Minds Raw. It grew into a professionalism. At first, it just started off with us in the kitchen table talking. And next, it ended up that we were at Garfield Park with over 900 to 1,000 people and at least 15 raw chefs in Chicagoland area. And so it just evolved. And so that we ended up helping ourselves, helping our family, then helping the community. And so that ended in 2009. I'm going to tell you, here we are in 2024. When I run into people that remember that event, they're like, when are you going to start it again? But we were able to make an impact on so many people's lives, including our own. So that was an awesome experience. I thank God for meeting me, having my friend as who called me to invite me, and she ended up being the CEO, founder, and I became the co-founder because once I got there, I was like, what do you want me to do? And I was, you know, leading new people to the bathroom, you know, helping people get this and that. And so mm-hmm. that evolved to that point. So I don't know if you remember, if you live in the Chicagoland area, the Raw Food, Make Minds Raw, that, as I said, it was 2003 to 2010, and mostly in the Hyde Park area. So that's where I came from. And so from that journey, you know, up to the present 2024, like Naima mentioned, I am a certified wellness coach with a company called Akana, and we are having an event this Saturday. We've been having events in like maybe every 3 months, every 4 months, but it's something I think we're going to continue to have.
mainly because there's a need. There's a need in our community. As you can see, everywhere you look, you know, in my community, you know, every weekend somebody's dying, somebody's in the hospital, someone's in intensive care. And it's just sometimes depressing. And I can't even watch the news because the news is just way too depressing for me.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that, you know, we are in a time, we've always known that our community got the worst of the worst food. You know, when I was doing the event, Make Minds Raw, I would have to drive out of my community up to Stanley's. Back then, Whole Foods was on North Avenue. I mean, you have to drive out of your community because, unfortunately, our community is a food desert, and it targets, you know, the Arabs, and sometimes Indians have their commercialized restaurants, which is just the poor quality of food. So, yes, a lot of what we're eating and what we're seeing our young people eat, you know, it's not quality. It's not even food anymore. It's chemicals. Mm-hmm. And so we have to train them. We have to – well, I won't even say train. I would say we have to set an example by eating correctly so they can see what we're doing and then, you know, take the lead also and encourage them. But this event, this weekend, we're going to have four doctors. Let's see, two of them are medical doctors that have turned holistic, and two of them are naturopathic doctors. And one of the doctors is Dr. Prince. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him, but Dr. Prince is he's the one that I ended up getting certified through his wellness coaching program. And he was trained by Dr. Africa. I don't know if you guys remember Dr. Africa.
I remember Dr. Africa,
Dr. Africa used to come into town about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and he trained. And every time he would come, I would always find out after he left, and I'm like, oh, my God, he just left. But he would come to Chicago over, this was 10 or 15 years ago, I can't even remember, but I know that out of I think he trained up about 15 naturopathic doctors, and out of the 15 or 10, not quite sure, I know five of them. And one of them in particular, I didn't know Dr. Prince, but Dr. Prince met up with the organization that I'm working with. He met up with them, and she, you know, just snatched him up because he's just full of wealth. And they started a certified wellness program. And, you know, it was no questions. I jumped right in, got the training. And here I am today helping our community, supporting our community to understand it's what we eat. It's what we're eating and what we're thinking. And it has nothing to do with what our family line is. You know, a lot of it is the reason why it affects us by our family line is because we're thinking and eating the same way they eat.
Mm.
So everything can be changed once you change.
Yes.
You have to change. I don't know how far, Naima, you know, you go ahead and lead. I just wanted to
You're definitely spitting some knowledge, so we want to let you go ahead and spit it out because that's what a lot of people need to understand. Everything starts with thought.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear people talk themselves into sickness, and like you say, the depressing news that you watch, it's affecting your health.
It does.
When you see someone mistreating someone,
mm-hmm.
that lowers your immune system's
mm-hmm.
effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And you can become, like you ever heard the term, you make me sick? Well, sometimes that's mm-hmm. true. As a matter of fact, it often is true.
Mm-hmm.
When someone is hurting someone else, you are empathetically feeling that. So if you're watching news on war or violence, it's affecting you physically. And if your thought is like your parents thought, you're living in fear all the time of someone hurting you, it's dangerous to be alive, it's that thought itself is also affecting your immune system. But then even as you said about the eating habits, if your family has had generations and generations and generations of high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, then change the pattern of what they're doing. And you can change the trajectory of your family going forward. Your children will not have what your grandparents had. You change what you're doing today. Change what they're eating. Change the environment. Don't have them living this high-stress life. So you're absolutely right. This is what makes a difference in terms of our health. And just because something's been in our family for generations, it doesn't mean that it's an automatic, everybody in my family died from cancer, so I'll probably die from cancer too. No.
Absolutely no. Absolutely no. Everything starts with you. You know, me and my guy, we have a little debate about God a lot because he's always, you know, he has a community there talking about what they're doing to us, And I'm like, hey, but if we're God, we can change it right now.
Yeah.
And we can make a decision what we're going to do, and we can. And you may not have you may realize that you have a community that are, you know, maybe practicing some bad habits.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to reach out and meet new people, and find out new opportunities, and find out how this body operates. And you know, it's a progression. You know, it's a journey. I don't know if you arrive. But you get better.
You get better, yes. We've got some callers on the line, and we want to hear from you. So if you're listening online and want to call in, 515-605-9325, or you can call us on our on-air radio network at 727-731-5192. It's right there on the bottom of the screen if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube. And if you want to join us visually and see the beautiful face of Terry Anderson, you can go to The Female Solution on Facebook or The Female Solution on YouTube, and write in your comments. We'll share them with our listening and viewing audience. And let's go to our caller at, we got a couple here. Let's see. Let's go to 706-202, and then we're going to go to 773-483. And anybody else on our switchboard, simply press 1, and we'll know you have something to say. 706-202, Grand Rising, introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience. And give us your question or comment for our guest, Terry Anderson.
Assalamu alaikum, and greetings to your guest, Terry Anderson. You know, listening to her speak about, I was originally from Chicago. I sit here in the stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek in Edenton, Georgia. And hearing her and that generation, what they do at 1963 West 63rd Street, began the first vegan restaurant, and that was Alvina Fulton. And Alvina Fulton was instrumental in the community in giving us the diet, because this is where Dick Gregory, this is where Delbert Blair, this is where Jewel Pookwum came to get the knowledge of that elder and teaching and passing on that. But even the Hebrew Israelite started with Ben Amin, and Ben Amin worked at the steel Interlake. I think it was either U.S. Steel or Interlake Steel. And this is where he got the knowledge of the Hebrew Israelites. And this is where they started Soul Vet over there on 75th Street. I think it was 75th. But I'm hearing, you know, a continuation.
Right. Yes, in Indiana. Yep.
Right, and a continuation of the survival of the community. Because, you know, I grew up in Wentworth Garden right there at Comiskey Park, and every summer I would get on the back of a truck, and this guy, this elder's name was Mr. Bishop, and we would go down to South Water Market, and we would buy up fresh vegetables and put it on his truck, and we would drive down the alleys over around South Park, and we would sell vegetables, and on Fridays we sold meat, and then you had people that had wagons with horses that would come and sell watermelons from the south. And growing up there right by Comiskey Park, I watched and seen the stockyards. That, I don't know if people remember that they used to process the meat there on 39th Street, on the, over there by Halsted. That's where the stockyards were. So, I mean, there's a history, and what you're doing is what you're continuing with the new generation of being able to survive in this, in that urban area, because urban only means you're banned from nature. Those migrated to the north. And my question is that in you, Layla Africa and Dr. Africa were instrumental in putting forth that knowledge of how to eat. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, right there in Chicago, wrote the book, Eat to Live, you know. And
how to
how
eat to live,
to,
so Michelle. Yep.
And, right, and how to eat to live, you know, because the understanding is you only need one meal a day. And the thing that we have to understand is this is about genocide. And she was correct in the food deserts, because in deserts, you have to find a place called an oasis. That's where you got vegetation and water. And that acronym for that that I created was Our Ancestors' Spirit and Service. Our ancestors had stores. They had businesses. They had the necessary resources to be able to give us the nourishment to live. The body is made to live. All you have to do is give it the right substance. But when you don't give it to it, it becomes disconnected or diseased. So she's very much on point in what she's doing, and especially taking care of the elders, you know. And these are the ways in which we have to – there was something that we didn't see much of in Chicago. If it was, it was in the melanemic people's neighborhood. We didn't have senior citizens' homes. Our elders stayed in the family.
Yeah. That's right.
We're needing some mind checking, and I'm grateful to hear her in the mind checking that she's doing.
Thank you. Thank you. You brought up a lot of history there. You had me going back and thinking, wow, we got a lot of great history, because I'm so focused on pressing forward, but we sometimes do need to look back and see, you know, where we came from and who set the stage. And Alvina Fulton, her building in Inglewood is still standing. It's not in good condition, but it's still standing. So, you know,
right,
we need some investors to come in and renovate.
Right, because that's the historical landmark, and that should be, in that community, that should be a historical landmark, because you have Lindblom on one side, north of 63rd, then you have Harper High School on the south side. And I grew up, you know, when I came from Vietnam, my mom lived right there on 64th and Wood. So, you know, and I remember when they told us we wasn't going to get past Ashland. And Dorothy Tillman, I think that was her name, she was saying we're going all the way to Cicero.
And we are.
You know.
Yeah, she's right. And you know, I don't know if you know this, Baba Kwame, but they renamed the portion of Cicero Nelson Mandela Road.
I didn't know that.
Right.
Yeah, that was done by State Representative LaShawn Ford. So they have that, part of the west side called Nelson Mandela Road. Yes.
Right, but what we have to do is, you know, I went to Robert S. Abbott right there on Wells, 37th and Wells, and the part that got it, when I went back, they changed it to Air Force Academy, and they named a street. We have, yes, it's okay, but we used to have schools that identified Christmas Addicts, the first person killed in the Revolutionary. DuSable was the discoverer of that. We had Paul Lawrence Dunbar over there on King Drive. We had the spaces that we educated with the people name that made our history, our story.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how many young people know the history of the names of the schools that they attend. And sometimes when neighborhoods become run down because of economic distress, then the unfortunate impression of the school named after this great person becomes negative because of negative things happening. And this is what we seek to turn around. So we got to take a break now. Baba Kwame, if you hold on, of course, we'll be here for another hour, and we want to get the wisdom from you and others as we take responsibility for our lives, take responsibility for our health. And we're here with certified wellness coach Terry Anderson, and you need to be at this upcoming event because we need to learn how to repair the damage we've done to our own bodies. And we'll be right back after this quick break, and we'll be joining our host, our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and the American Muslim 360 family. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. So just stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, and if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
And we are back, and let us open the mic of our co-host, Kareem Hamid. Are you with us? Grand Rising. And assalamu alaikum to our American Muslim 360 family joining us this morning. And we're excited because we get a chance to help you in the healing process, just like so many of us need to have. And, you know, this is not an easy thing for a lot of people who have, most of us, grew up with parents and grandparents with a medicine cabinet full of pills and all kinds of medications. And we just assume that that's the natural process of life. You get old, you get sick, you die. And we don't realize you don't have
unmuted.
To get sick. You just choose to leave this place. You can be well. And so we want to promote wellness. And we have with us a guest who can help you in that process of changing your thoughts, certified wellness coach Terry Anderson. And coming up is an event. If you're in and around the Chicagoland area, you need to be there. And if you're not in and around the Chicagoland area, you need to come here and maybe bring them to where you are at some point. Self-care is the new healthcare. It's the name of this event, Saturday, March 16th, 2024. From 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and we have it up on the screen. I'm going to suggest, if you all are listening, to go to The Female Solution on Facebook or on YouTube. If you're not a Facebooker, you can go to The Female Solution. There is a QR code. You can point your new technology, point your camera phone right there and register right there. You can scan the QR code. We have the flyer right up on the screen. Make life simple. Just scan the code, and you can register for this event. Meet our self-care experts, and we've got some wonderful people that our dear sister Terry has just told us some of the experience that they'll be sharing with us, and we're looking forward to it, and I believe my co-host is present with us, after an invigorating, enlightening morning of reading words from the divine. Grand rising and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Naima, and praise be to Allah. I'm grateful to connect with you this morning in this blessed month of Ramadan, the month in which the Quran was revealed, and we read a 30th of the Quran every day during the month of Ramadan. We read as much of the Quran as we, you know, as we venture to do. Not just the 30th, we can read. We are truly feasting on the Quran. Praise be to Allah. This is called the month of the Quran. So we connect back with Almighty God's guidance, and we are in the month of fasting. We not only just fast from food and drink and sex with our lawful wives, we fast from being, how can I put it, being contentious, being argumentative. We increase our charity. We make sure that we definitely bring our character, our uswa. Uswa is the character in line with the excellent character of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. We pray the prayers and the peace upon him in this sacred month. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. It's a wonderful time of the year, as they say. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, definitely a wonderful time of the year. And I'm grateful that we're adding to the general energy of the planet at this time, because all of us add to the energy. As you said, you know, you're fasting from not just the food and water during the hours from sunup to sundown, but also the negative behaviors and making sure that you remain calm and peaceful in conduct. That has an impact. All of us are energetically contributing to not just the earth, but the entire universe. So if we're aware of that, then we know that we can bring peace to every situation that we enter. You can walk into a room and change the vibration of the room with your own vibration. And we've seen it happen all the time. Now, what we unfortunately seen is someone come in and bring negative energy. But it works the same way if you come in and bring positive energy. You can walk into a room, you know, get everybody laughing, happy, joyful, or you can walk into a room and get everybody nervous and upset because you're, you know, arguing and about the fight and all that. So if we know the power that we have as one individual, we will consciously live this as a way of life, which is what Islam means, peace. It's a way of life, a state of being. So thank you for your contribution to the peace of the planet today. So we're here with, yes, sir. We're here with our guest today, certified wellness coach, Terry Anderson, and their organization has an event coming up this Saturday, which gives us an opportunity to educate once again and remind people that we are responsible for our state of being. We're responsible for our own health. We're responsible for the choices that we make, the quality of life we're experiencing. And if you're sick all the time, your body is communicating to you that you need to do something different. You're not here to suffer. It's not a punishment from God. God gave us everything we need to make ourselves well. Right here on the earth, it's growing freely from the ground. And the thoughts, as our guest said, our thoughts create our reality, the way we think. So if we're always upset, always angry, our body is going to respond with a change in our body chemistry, which is going to cause us illness. So, Terry, tell us a bit about some of the tests that are going to happen at this event Saturday. The people will be able to learn about how their body is showing them what they need to do differently.
Yes, my pleasure, Naima. And good morning, guests. what I want to say is that we have something called a bioscan, and the bioscan is something that Dr. Prince brought to our attention. I had never seen it before, but it's technology, advanced technology that's connected to a laptop, and it has a little prong on it that you hold it. And so the only thing that we ask before you take the test is that you haven't eaten in 1 hour's time, and that you remove all your metal jewelry. Outside of that, you can take the test. The test is a two-minute test. It's a quantum physics. And the beauty of this test, this machine is an amazing machine. But what it can do is tell you in real time the conditions of your heart and brain. And we do this, we do four to five reports for free for the community. And we do this pretty much weekly on 35th and King Drive. But the five reports is your brain and your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your colon, and your pH balance. And what we're finding, very sadly, is that a lot of young people, this is going to be the first generation where we're going to watch our children die before us. Why? Because of the things that they're consuming, the foods that they're eating. But we're seeing kids like from the ages of 15, maybe to a young adult, 25, 30, with heart conditions that normally you don't see until 60 and 80.
Wow. Now, do you think that they're, in addition to the food reading, and one of our callers, Neil, pointed out earlier, fast food delivers now. So you got processed fast food, easily accessible, made in such a way that it's got the little bit of sugar that makes it addictive. A lot of people don't know that. But that's what they're eating. But also is the high stress that they're living under, the abnormal stress, is that having an impact?
Yeah, the stress. The fatty food, the primary diet is just fatty food and carbs, which translates to sugar.
Mm.
So it's very sad. And, we're doing something about it. We're educating the parents or educating the grandparents so that, it can start from the family and everybody together can grow stronger. But this machine is helping you to understand this. And the thing about what we're doing, my mom just passed last May, and I was in and out of the hospital with her a lot. And I noticed that the hospital have scans too, reports, and they're charging $50 per report.
Ooh.
However, ours is complimentary.
Wow. You need to come get your scan, people, and pull it up on your screen if you're watching this on Facebook and YouTube, even if you're on our switchboard. Just, take your other device and pull up the screen so you can register. It's got the QR code right here. But you definitely want to be at the wellness dispensary at 411 East 35th Street. That's 411 East 35th Street for people who live in Chicago. That's near King Drive. And, of course, that's from 1 to 5 this Saturday, March 16th. These are tests like we just said, you'd be paying some hefty money if you had to go to the doctor and get it. And then they'd scan it and might not even tell you the results. They'll keep it to themselves and just prescribe you some pills. But here, these experts are going to tell you what it is that the tests have shown.
Yeah, we have the test, our test, once we look at your test, it's just a complimentary to share with you the condition in real time, what's going on with your organs. And the beauty of our test is that we pick up a minimum of 10 cells are out of balance. And what we discovered, the medical tests that they're using, MRIs and x-rays and things like that, they don't pick up until your body is 75% out of order.
Wow.
And the reason they wait until 75% is because, then it's an emergency care. When you have that stress that you got to do something right now, usually you'll go along with their program.
Mm.
But the beauty of our test is that when you When you can see something is getting out of balance and we can give you a solution, because there's quite a few things out of balance, we make a recommendation of doing a detox also, which is pretty much fasting with juicing. And then we have a plan that's like a God plan, you know, leading you back to nature, whereas their plan is getting you on medicine for the rest of your life. And that really does never address the real issue. So our plan in terms of the detoxing, and then once you come off the detox, we're recommending something eating right for your blood type. Now, eating right for your blood type, I am a blood type A, and then we have a blood type B, we have a blood type AB, and a blood type O. Now, O is the primary blood type in the world. It's more O's than any other blood type.
Yeah.
But blood type A has a tendency to eat more natural foods. And all my life I've been struggling, even before I got into the raw food event. You know, I noticed that when I would eat vegetables and didn't eat meat, because I was also programmed to eat meat. Just you know, most of us, when we're babies, we don't choose to eat meat. Our parents introduce us to meat,
yeah.
And it's only because what they've been introduced to. It's
right.
Just a cycle.
Right.
But once I got this clear understanding that it is best for my body, not meat, and not only that, one man's medicine is another man's poison. So we all have different chemistries in our body.
Yeah.
And we have to eat according to our chemistry. And don't wait for the medical doctor to tell you that. They're never going to say that to you.
That's an important thing to know. They're not going to tell you. And you mentioned the word SAD, which I thought was interesting because, you know, they call it the standard American diet. The word is SAD. And it's sad what we're eating because, as you said, you know, our parents introduce us to things. You know, you can tell that not everybody's meant to eat everything. Usually, you know, you're gonna be shaped by what your parents have been eating for generations.
Yes,
but that doesn't mean it's healthy just because it's been a habit.
Right.
And we've been eating some garbage for several generations. And we've adapted to it. But we've also adapted the sicknesses that come with it. And you can change it in one generation by just making a dietary change. And the doctors are not going to tell you that. And I found out recently they can't talk about nutrition because they're not a certified nutritionist. So they can't even mention what you should eat. They will give you medication for the high blood pressure that you got from eating the food that you're eating, but they can't tell you to stop eating the food. They'll prescribe you medication, and then – and like you said, when it gets critical, they say, well, you have to have this limb amputated or you have to have this cut out. But they won't give you information that will heal you. And that's what we got to get in our minds. They're not going to heal you. You've got to take responsibility for your own healing. I'm so glad that the event is coming up. We got to take responsibility.
Amen. And let me tell you, Dr. Prince is my master coach. And he said something to me that I had never thought about, but he said before the great flood, you know, when you heard the people in the Bible that, you know, they lived up to 600, 800, 900 years. And I never understood this until he brought it to our attention that, you know, before the flood, we were all vegan. We were all raw foodists.
Mm.
We ate from the trees. We ate from the ground. And after that, because of the flood, we had to take the animals, and we had to eat the animals. And after that, that's when the lifespan got cut.
Wow.
No more 900, 500, 200. Now, if we can, you know, when I go out to the community and take these events to the community, I'm talking to young people, and I'm asking them, how long do they think they're going to live? They're thinking 50 and 60. They're saying they're going to die by 60.
Wow.
For real. I'm in shock.
Man. How do you plan a life?
But it's the mindset, and it's the food that we're eating that's shrinking. I guess we're shrinking our brains. I don't even understand that. But a lot has changed. You know, ever since we started eating meat, if anybody's out there to eat meat, I'm not disrespecting you, but what we're finding out, Dr. Prince is sharing with us that meat has a higher body temperature than we do, and so we can never ever process their fat.
Mm.
we just wasn't designed to do it.
It stays in your body and rots, basically, because you can't.
Clogs up the veins and the arteries.
Yeah. I mean, this is a reality. You know, I have had people try to figure out what the scriptures mean when it talks about somebody living 900 years. They say, oh, that's symbolic. No, it's not symbolic. They lived that long because the air was clean. The food was pure. Like you said, you're eating. I mean, you know, people talk about what the society looked like back then. There was no airplanes dropping chemtrails in the sky.
It was clean.
Yeah, water was clean.
The community was clean. We were all eating off of a tree or from the ground.
Yeah, not the fruit that's been chemically sprayed so it can last for 6 months when it's grown out of season in a hothouse. No, we were eating stuff directly as it's grown from the ground. So I know we've got some comments. Brother Grimm, do you have any comments or people on your switchboard that want to comment? And also, we've got a caller that raised their hand on our switchboard. But, Karina, do you have a response to what you've just heard about the living 900 years if we ate the food that people ate back in the day before the flood? What do you think about that?
Well, my understanding of living, let's say, 900 years or 850 years. When we are born, we are moving toward death. We start dying immediately. We are moving toward death.
Hard to appreciate when you take it off the line.
There is a limit as to how long this organism that we call body can continue to function. Concerning the longevity that is spoken of in Scripture, like Methuselah lived to be 1,000 years, and so-and-so lived to be so many more, it's my understanding that the influence that they brought, the benefit that they brought to humanity and to the society in which we live, that's an expression of how long their influence dwelled among the society and those people that they were a part of. We can say that, okay, let me give it to you like this here, so that we can understand. But Jesus, I'll start with him. Praise be to Almighty God. His influence is yet alive.
Mm-hmm.
His influence is yet alive. Here we are 2,000 years away from his physical presence on the earth. And he is identified as a spirit, as a word from God. The spirit never dies. The spirit is yet alive in all of us. So, is he really gone? No. Matter of fact, he said himself, in identifying himself, he said, I am the Father in me. Now, here it comes. He said, and I in you, and you in me. So the spirit that was within him, all of us, based upon his sharing with us, that I am in you. And as long as we keep that spirit alive, then he lives on through us 2,000 years later. Think about that. Think about that. So that's my understanding of that longevity of life, like Moses and Methuselah, and they had an effect, and their influence lasted a long time, a long time. So who are they for real? Are they that physical animal that walks around, that physical body? No. All of us are the spirit that dwells within us, that dwells within us. So we keep that spirit alive in the society, in the world. Although it's been 2,000 years, I stand and I bear witness that Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, the son of Mary, is yet alive in all of us over this 2,000-year period. I'll stop right there, my sister. That's my understanding of the longevity that is spoken of in Scripture.
Yeah, well, you know, that is a very powerful statement that you've made about life. Now, if we understand that we are eternal beings and there is no death, whether we're living in a physical vessel or living outside of a physical vessel, we're always living. We are ever existing. So knowing that, then, why are we fearing death when there is no death? Now, this physical vessel that we're wearing, it may get injured so that it can't hold the life force energy. But the way it's designed to self-repair based on our life force energy, energizing the cells and helping them to recreate and reproduce, the ancients let us know that so-called death is really a choice of when you're ready to leave this physical vessel behind and give it back to the earth, because this is the substance that it's made from. But truly, we can live as long as we choose to, because the only thing that causes us to actually not be able to continue living inside a physical vessel is if it gets injured beyond repair. Now, one other thing, we take a break and then we'll get some comments.
Also, Naima, I'm grateful that we have this life coach on, because she is alerting us that our body need maintenance. And proper information, and I'm grateful that she is sharing that she will share that information with us, because relationships are very important. We have a relationship with our body. We are entrusted with this carriage that is allowing us to transport ourselves, communicate, and all that. There is a responsibility that comes with that, but we have not been educated as to how to properly maintain the relationship that we have with our physical bodies, and I'm grateful for her sharing, if she would, please. Thank you, Naima.
Oh, yes, and thank you so much for those words. I think about my car. I drive a 2014 Honda Civic. It's going on 10 years. And I've maintained the car. So it still drives well because, you know, I give it the oil that it needs. I give it the transmission fluid it needs. If it needs repair, if it's been worn down, you know, I replace the tires and all those things. So same thing. If this vehicle is maintained, then it will continue to function. We're not practicing, as you said, we're not practicing proper maintenance. We're not giving our bodies what they need that will enable them to function well and keep on carrying us around. And if we did that, then we can continue to drive this vehicle until we're ready to send aside. But the thing that, and you mentioned this, and we're going to go to break after this. I'm going to throw this at you all. What Jesus was demonstrating, even with the crucifixion and the resurrection, is that even when your body is damaged and it appears that you cannot live inside that vessel, you actually, if you have mastered this physical environment, you have the capacity to recreate this body. We're doing it all the time. When you cut yourself, you see the cells repair.
Mm-hmm.
So you really can, if you want to live inside a body for hundreds of years, if you choose to, once you've mastered the power of your mind, because your mind is actually what creates your physical illness. Your body expresses the stress, the anxiety, the repressed anger. It's a communication device. And when you have those thoughts, you make yourself sick. And this is where illness comes from. But Jesus was known as a master healer. And what he helped people do was to change the energy that they were projecting at their bodies that were making them sick. And so when we understand the science of creation, we're all creators, as the teacher told us, we're all creators, and we're creating the life that we're living in this body first with our thoughts, and then with what we're putting into the body that either is allowing it to self-repair or is breaking it down. So we're going to take a break and come on back, because I know y'all want to talk about this. Because if we really want to keep living healthy into old age, we don't have to get sick just because time has passed. We can continue to be vibrant and healthy until we're tired of this physical life. We're ready to just leave. It doesn't have to be in pain. So we'll be right back. And
whether
thank you so
we're
much.
Tired or
right,
not,
we can talk about this.
We'll
be right back.
Okay.
So,
I'll hold that.
Hold that thought. We will be right
okay.
back. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not you use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my three-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Thank you. I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And we are back. You are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Wilson 360 family. We are broadcasting on three networks today. Of course, we're on the Female Solution Blog Talk Channel. We're on the American Wilson 360 Blog Talk Channel. And you can hear us live on the On Air Radio Network. And we are so excited to be with our guest today, certified wellness coach, Terry Anderson. And we're hearing all about the program coming up. Healthcare is the new healthcare. We have to be responsible for our lives. And I know I've thrown out some concepts that you may not have heard, but we are evolving in our consciousness and realizing that we are creating the reality that we live in. We're creating the reality that our bodies are expressing. We're doing this. I think somebody mentioned earlier, and I'll take some more callers. Somebody mentioned earlier about how they're around people that are, oh, those people are doing this, those people. And we got people stuck there talking about what other people are doing. But do you understand that they have no more power than you have? And the great spiritual masters that lived among us, Jesus, peace be upon him, that our brother mentioned, and so many others, Buddha, that mastered the power of the mind, and then you create the reality that you want to experience, but you have to know that you have that power. And first and foremost, the power of healing the body. We do have the power to do that. And if we understood it, then we would facilitate it and make it happen. It's not going to come from the traditional healthcare industry. It has to come as a result of our willingness to learn these things. So we're going to take a caller here. We've got, we're going to go to 773-483, and then we're going to go to 773-737. So hold on, and we'll see if we have time to go back to any of our earlier callers if we have a moment. But first, let's go to 773-483, introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience, and give us your question or comment for our guest, Terry Anderson.
Good morning. This is Kufi, the Cherokee Indian. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, my mama told me not to tell nobody I was Cherokee. I was causing a lot of problems. What's your tribe, Naima? What's your American tribe you're from? I think
so
you told me Choctaw.
No, actually, I'm from Cherokee, my great grandmother. And this is on my father. Not sure of the community of my mother's people, but they are also, you know, of course, have those roots. And
well,
that's why I talk about native plants just like native people. They are indigenous to where they are, and they belong there. They've been there, as you've often said.
Yeah.
We were here.
Yeah.
The plants that are growing
us Cherokee people never came from Africa. So that's a great thing that we know. That's the evolution. And they tried to indoctrinate us to think that we're from Africa. But I want to get back to the sister, what she's doing with the raw foods. I think I attended one of her programs in those years, you said, in Hyde Park. It was a potluck vegan. I think I brought some split pea soup. But that was probably one of the best events I've ever gone to. You know, so I don't know if that was that her or not. But it's very important that when we evolve, using food actually evolves us. Raw food evolves us. I one of the greatest meals I had when I juiced cantaloupe watermelon, grapes. They all had seeds in it. Ooh. And I juiced them, and I just drank a little bit here. I had tomato juice, all from fresh vegetables, and I just spooned each one of them. It was like a meal, and I was so high. I was like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
my last thing that I want to say is I've been preaching this thing for 20 years that there is no slave boat that brought people from Africa. That's a cartoon picture. And if you believe that, you're going through a cartoon world. Google it. There were Olmecs here in America in the year 500. This is a I don't call it a crime. It's a crime. I went with LaShawn Ford. We created a law that's on the governor's desk right now to end the 1619 plan. Because all y'all always say 400 years, 400 years. Why can't they say 417 years or 430 years? Because you're lying. Because it never happened. There were people here. Nobody came from Africa. You stuck on 400 years. Why ain't 450 years? Why you not counting? Because it's a lie. And this is a crime. We have a bill on the desk, 4958. You can YouTube it. LaShawn Ford ending, abolishing the 1619 plan, and put your 10 toes down back in America and stop thinking you from Africa. This has created mental illness. This has created mental illnesses in our people. Let's stop repeating this lie, please. Get some education.
Thank you.
And let's do it right.
I got to let you go because we got a couple of callers we got to take. One way you remain at peace is to accept people for whatever their opinion is, whatever their thought is, whatever their belief is. Acceptance will keep you in a state of inner peace. I don't need to agree or disagree. Accept his thought. That is what he has expressed. And when you are at a state of peace, then as Kareem mentioned earlier, you maintain your inner peace regardless of what anyone else says or does that you may or may not agree with. And that is a choice. So that's what we do. So thank you, my brother. We appreciate you as always. And let me go to area code 773-737, Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your question or comment for our guest, Terry Anderson. Go right ahead.
Well, hallelujah, greetings. This is Mama D in Chicago, Global Transformers, Grand Rising.
Yes.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, the same elements that are on the earth are in our bodies. What makes the difference is breathing. Man became a living soul and was told, this you shall have for food, every herb bearing seed that should be on the face of the earth. I think it was very interesting that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad had the book out, How to Eat to Live. And one of the things that I think that they talked about is root food and food with seed in it. If it has a seed in it, every single year it reproduces itself. The apples are going to fall off the tree and die and rot away, but new apples, because of the seed, is going to recreate itself. And that is why the killing of I'm sorry, what did you going to say?
That is
why the killing of a living soul, the living soul is breathing. It doesn't matter if it's the size of a navy bean. It is breathing, and abortion stops the breathing of a living soul that has the seed of the sperm of the father and the egg of the mother. And what they created is breathing. And the violence, as I said, of abortion stops the breathing of this living soul. And it's so tragic because when you think of a woman, no, you were a woman, but now you are a trinity. You are three in one. You are, you represent father, mother, and child. And that is a miraculous miracle within itself. So when she's saying a woman, she was a woman, but when she became a pregnant woman, she became a trinity, she became a family. And it is more than righteous for the father to step up and say, this is my safe sperm, and this is what this living soul that's breathing that we have created, I want to save it, and you want to kill it. Stop the breathing of it. But at the end of the day, children are a heritage of God, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So when we think about the food, there it is. The minute man became a living soul, he was told, this you shall have for food. And that baby, in that living soul in the womb, is also eating the food that the mother is producing. So she needs that wholesome diet because she is feeding the living soul that is in her body.
Yes. You know, that is a really important point for women to grasp, is that your body is feeding the body that you are carrying and what you're putting in yourself even before conception is going to affect the health of the child. Thank you so much, Mama D, for, as always, sharing your wisdom. So, Sharon, can you speak to that a bit? Because one of the things that we're really trying to do is prepare women for motherhood so that they understand the responsibilities that they have to live a healthy life even before they begin the reproductive process. Everything from your state of mind to your habits, your eating habits, any unhealthy habits you may have, smoking, drinking, drugs, et cetera, all of this makes up this vessel that you're living in, that you're sharing with another person once you become pregnant, but they're taking from the substances of your body. So how should a young woman be preparing her body in terms of her food choices, her state of mind, so that she's not creating illness with her anxiety? How can a young childbearing woman be preparing herself for that role of motherhood physically in the way she's living now?
So, thank you, Naima, for that question. That's a mouthful there. During a cleanse, you're not recommended to do a cleanse while you're carrying a baby, but way before you decide to have a baby, if you're making that decision, because a lot of us are having babies and we're really not making that decision, we just get pregnant. but that's a plan. If you decide to plan it, you will definitely want to start cleansing, and the father to start cleansing, and to check this bioscan. Again, this bioscan is awesome because it'll tell you in real time what's going on in your body. And you may think one thing, but the body is another thing. So you always, it's nice to have a tool to register what's real and what isn't real. But on the other side of that, right now, I'm working with a doctor, Dr. Thomas. He's an OB-GYN, and he brought it to my attention that right now, black women dying from childbirth is at its highest level right now.
Wow.
And that's another sadness that's going on in our community. I don't know if it's because, well, I know the diet doesn't help, but it's also a lot of anxiety. And as you know, bringing a baby to term naturally is outdated. Most women today are having cesareans because doctors have appointments to go to, and they don't have time to wait on you.
Oh, wow.
You know, so, that's one of the things we've been hearing is just a lot of these unnecessary cesareans.
Yes.
And
yes.
Again, you know, we're listening to the doctors instead of listening to our bodies, and we're not understanding that they're operating based on, like you said, they got a schedule, got to hurry up to the next patient, they don't have time to wait, and, you know, your labor that might take 10 hours, well, they don't want to be in there with you 10 hours.
They don't have that time.
So it's about they're making money on a schedule, and it's not about the health of your baby. You got to know they're not looking out for you. They're looking out for their financial welfare, and if you don't understand that, you're going to keep putting your life in the hands of people who don't have your best interest at heart. That's just real.
It is real. So I did want to share about this weekend, the BioScan, don't wait for a crisis. We can determine, we can see if dementia is coming, Parkinson, heart disease, liver, not the liver, but the kidneys is going into creation, or your numbers are going up. We can tell you so you can start doing something about it. You don't have to wait for the crisis. So I definitely want to encourage everybody to come out this Saturday and get your BioScan. Second thing I want to talk about before we leave, because I see we're at 8:52, is that we are also helping the community to understand to create the blue zone in their own household. I don't know if you guys ever heard of the blue zone, but some particular author decided to travel around the world and find out the communities that were living to 100 and with robust health. Okay,
there you go, Kareem. You can live to be 100 and be in robust health. You don't have to be on a walker and a wheelchair and everything.
Exactly. Living their best life ever. And I'm going to tell you, there's only one in the United States. All the other ones are outside of the United States. So these are the type of things we're going to be talking about this weekend, the vital scan, the blood type test, the blood type, eating according to your blood type after you do a cleanse, and so you can get the chemistry of your body in alignment, and then also creating the blue zone. I mean, having relationships with people that are reciprocal, eating healthy food. Having more joy in your life.
Yes.
These are things that we can create. We create them ourselves, and we're going to help the community learn how to live their best life while we're on this planet. And we can make the decision when it's time to go, when we want to go, not because our bodies are shutting down.
There you go. That's powerful. And we have that power. We want you all to be there if you are in and around the Chicagoland area. And if you're not, hey, take a drive. Come on down here. And you need to attend this event Saturday, March 16th, 2024, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Self-care is the new health care. So you want to get, you can, put your phone up to the screen, you can scan the QR code and register for this event, and it's at 411 East 35th Street in Chicago. That's 411 East 35th Street right there. You know it's right there, King Drive. 400 East is King Drive. And we want you all to get this BioScan. And, Kareem, you had a thought? and, of course, as you just said, the community's living to be 100-plus years old. So what do you think about that?
Well, we have a caller here on the studio board, but I want to affirm what Mama D shared with us this morning concerning the seed. In the fourth chapter of the Quran, the Creator says to us, and this chapter, it is named the women. It is Nisa, or the women. And God communicates to us. This is God speaking, no one else is speaking. With the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord who created you from a single person, created of like nature, his mate. And from those two, scattered, in parentheses, like seeds, countless men and women. reverence God through whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wounds that bore you, for God ever watches over you. Surely Almighty God has spoken the truth. You know, there is a hadith, it's saying of the Prophet Muhammad, to kill an innocent person is as if you have killed the whole of humanity. What's the logic in that? There are many lives that could have come from, many seeds that could have been planted in the earth from that person whose life.
Absolutely. That's right.
I'll stop right
That's
there.
Right.
Thank you, Mama D.
Very powerful words. Yes. All life matters.
Oh, okay. We have.
And we got
a caller here.
Yeah, we got a minute for them to speak. Go right ahead, caller. We got about a minute.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Khalida Akbar, and thank you so much for the diversity in your program. I love it. I wanted to just commend you on your topic, and also I recently attended a woman's retreat in Greensboro, and there was a Muslim sister who does womb care, and she said they're working with the students there in the Atlanta school, but she talked about the menstrual cycles and how some people have regular ones, some people have heavy ones and painful ones, and she said that is the time for women to care for their bodies, to eat healthy. You should be doing it all the time, but as Allah says that it's a purification, and for us in the Holy Quran, we should take that sign and eat healthier, pamper ourselves, don't do excessive heavy lifting and working hard during that time. Make sure that you're allowing yourself to naturally, menstruate without the use of tampons, and look for pads that are not a biohazard. So those are some of the things that we can also do. And she also mentioned that a lot of the doctor care was designed by males. And she said even laying down when we're having babies, you have the natural instinct to stand up because, you know, that pressure is pushing down. And that's why she advised to get not a wet nurse, that's somebody who breastfeeds, but get a midwife who can assist you in the childbirth process. Yes, ma'am,
yes.
A midwife. And so thank you for this topic, and that really concerns me that a lot in 2024, a lot of African-American women are passing away during childbirth, so we definitely need to look at that. But just keep in mind that we have to, as women, contribute like you're doing and give some information on our bodies and take control. And assist them, and not that we don't listen to the doctors, the male doctors, but we have to have a strong input because we know our bodies as well. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Ramadan Mubarak to you, Kareem.
Yes, we must take responsibility for our own health care. Yes, ma'am, you're absolutely right that many of the things we do are contrary to nature. So one more time, we want you all to remember to be there this Saturday, March 16th, 2024, from 1 to 5 p.m. Now, is there a cost when they register?
Everything is free. This is a community event, and all I ask is to ask for, I can introduce you to all the doctors, introduce you to the owners of the company, and just make sure that you are receiving everything that's there to receive.
All right. Got to be there. And that is 411 East 35th Street this Saturday, March 16th. Self-care is the new health care. Take responsibility for your life. Thank you so much, Terry Anderson, certified wellness coach. We appreciate you so very much. And we look forward to seeing you all on Saturday. Thank you so much. And thank you, Brother Kareem, and all the callers and listeners and those who contributed. We appreciate you as well. And come on back tomorrow where we are ready to shop with Zoe right here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. Until next time, continue to shine your light. And we'll see you next time.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence.
if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Asan Wasafan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Nangadek. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.